Now, notice that there's two things that you need in order to decrypt the ciphertext. You need to know the encryption algorithm, or strictly speaking, the decryption algorithm, and you need to know the key that was used to lock the message, right? And one of the great failings of the history of cryptography, still true today, is that people think that to be really secure, you keep them both secret. Of course, you have to hide the key, but you also don't tell anybody what encryption method you're using. You've got your own special secret encryption method. And that kind of makes you doubly secure. And that is a false claim. Okay, and we're going to want everybody to remember Kirchhoff's principle. All right? Everybody remember Kirchhoff's principle. Kirchhoff's principle, he was a Prussian general from 1883. It's been repeated in different forms at different times. Says the system must not require secrecy. If it fell into the hands of the enemy the system has to be such that if the system falls into the hands of the enemy, that had better not cause trouble. If a system requiring secrecy were to find itself in the hands of too many individuals, it could be compromised upon each engagement in which any of them take part. In other words, if a cryptological system is really successful and gets widely used, somebody's going to tell somebody how the system works, right? And people over and over again make the mistake of having their special magic, not going to tell anybody how it works, cryptologic system, which means that it's been scrutinized by very few eyes. And therefore, if it's weak, some bright person's going to come along and crack it. And you heard it here on Monday. That was one of my points of objection to Mr. Lerner's talk. Remember what he said? He said there was this DECSS, D-E-C-S-S, the de-scrambling system for the content scrambling system on DVDs. And the way the music industry was, or CDs, the way the music industry was going to protect itself was they were going to keep the algorithm that was encrypting the music secret. And they got really irritated when that 17-year-old Norwegian hacker figured it out, and people started walking around with the code on their t-shirts. It was really a wonderful period here. And the courts ultimately said, you know, that that actually couldn't be disclosed. And there's lots of serious criminal activity, criminal charges now about encoded in the DMCA about disclosing how to crack digital locks. But that's a guaranteed way to make the locks insecure. Okay, what you want to do is you want to cook up your algorithm and have as many people as possible look at it, not as few as possible. So, you know, there are still internet startups that will go raise big money from venture capitalists to say, oh, I've got this special encryption system and, you know, it's a trade secret. We're not even going to patent it because if we patented it, we'd have to disclose it. And please give me millions of dollars so we can put it out. These things should never be trusted. But it happens all the time. This was last summer. A couple of MIT students figured out what the security system was on Charlie cards. Right? You know Charlie card? It's the MBTA pass in the city of Boston. Got my Charlie card right here, actually. There you go. Charlie card. Okay, it's got a certain amount of money on it. And it's somehow encoded. And the devices to rewrite the value of these cards, or you can buy them on the internet. Okay, so the only thing that prevents fraud is having a really secure encryption system, which they didn't. And these MIT students figured out what it was, and they were going to go give a talk about it. And the judge closed them down, and then they got arrested. Boston subway officials sued to stop the fare card hacks, and there was a restraining order, and the talk was issued. Now, what they should have done, what the MBTA should have done, okay, when they designed their security system, was give it as a class exercise in, you know, in a class at Harvard or MIT and see if people could figure out a way to break it. You know, then they would have some confidence that the thing actually worked. So this is a great example of security through obscurity. We're not going to tell you how it works, and it turns out the reason why they're not telling it is because there's actually it's not very well thought through.